Ladies and gentlemen, scientists are working to genetically engineer a tomato which can act as an edible coronavirus vaccine. Now, this to me begs the question, what if all of these things we've been hearing about Bill Gates's implantable quantum dot microneedle luciferase enzyme powered injectable delivery system, all of which is legitimately happening right now, what if all of that were just a very diabolical sounding decoy? And the real threat that we should be talking about is something so innocuous seeming as a tomato. I think we need to talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And reading here from Cornell's science blog, Alliance for Science, we see GMO tomato as edible COVID vaccine. Mexican scientists are working to make it a reality. From the article, quote, a research group at a Mexican university is using bioinformatics and computational genetic engineering to identify candidate antigens for a vaccine that can be expressed in tomato plants. Eating the fruit from these plants would then confer immunity against COVID-19. Now, this sounds like madness, just a complete bastardization of nature and our food system. But we're in the coronavirus reality right now, and we have thrown all caution into the wind. We have no pretense of safety, no moral values guiding us anymore. It's just do whatever you want, mad scientists. It's your day right now. The race is on to develop a vaccine using any means necessary, right? We've heard that phrase, to immunize the population against the new strain of coronavirus. Now, the article then goes on to explore this notion of using plants as vaccine biofactories, where they will create a bacterium that then modifies the genome of a plant such that it then goes on to produce, as it grows, these VLPs, virus-like particles, which create an immune response. Now, this is awfully similar, if you remember BT corn, where they had a bacterium that modifies the DNA of corn such that when the corn is then growing, it produces alongside itself pesticides, insecticides. Of course, that's disgusting. When you eat it too, your stomach starts to get some. There's a number of reasons this is not good for you beyond just eating the pesticides. And the fact that it destroys the natural genetics on this planet. But never mind all that. Again, we're going to do whatever we can for the COVID-19 situation. The most widely used plant for this kind of biofactories is a close relative of tobacco due to how fast it works and it's easy to work with, how fast it grows and it's easy to work with. But scientists have also worked with other crops like lettuce, carrots, potatoes, rice, indeed tomatoes, and yes, corn, among others. Reading down here, this is also known as biofarming or molecular farming, and they're now exploring this for COVID-19. Here are some examples of that. The Center for Research in Agricultural Genomics of Spain will develop antigens for COVID-19 in GMO lettuce and tobacco. Meanwhile, the EU has released the complete genetic sequence of this tobacco-like plant in order to accelerate the development of a plant-based vaccine. Everything is plant-based these days. But then the big question, what if the vaccine could be eaten instead of injected? That'd be easier, right? The jab that causes so much pain to children, we could avoid that. Yes, think of the children. Think of those needles. We wouldn't have to hurt the kids anymore. Just have them eat genetically modified. What if instead of using GM tobacco and purifying antigens, we could just eat a genetically modified fruit that directly conferred immunity? Think of the children. Well, it's not that unheard of. In fact, since the early 90s, several research groups have been working on the modification of edible plants and fruits that generate an immune response in the intestines of animals after oral intake. Genetically modified crops, while still experimental, used to create edible vaccines are ranging from potatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, papaya, carrots, rice, quinoa, alfalfa, bananas, algae, everything. Just take the genomes, mess it up, give it to people. They have been focusing on a few of these different diseases, but now coronavirus has our full attention. And so we're going to, this guy, Daniel Garza in Mexico, has started working on a SARS-CoV-2 edible vaccine through tomatoes. Now, the big hurdle is here. What is it? What are the problems that are keeping this from moving forward? Well, it's mostly that people think it's disgusting. So it's social engineering we'll have to do. And then regulatory pressures. Laws don't allow you to do this right now. But we can work on both those things, right? We can convince people. And certainly, again, with coronavirus raging, we can just strike those regulations from the books. So several benefits are offered here. For instance, we would only need 40 acres to grow all the Hep B vaccines annually for the entire population of China. And in fact, you'd only need about 200 acres to produce edible vaccines for all children globally. Again, think of the children, right? And then here is the kicker, ladies and gentlemen, the punchline and the point of this video. And I hope you take this away. The final objective of this type of technology would be to deliver not only vaccines, but real medicinal foods, not in the alternative or marketing sense. Not in the sense of Hippocrates, right? Let thy food be thy medicine, where they meant eating healthy food would make you healthy. No, we've moved past that now. Medicinal foods, literally in a curative sense, through plants and fruits that reinforce overall health and protect the immune system against pathogens, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. It's particularly important in underdeveloped countries where it's difficult to obtain these treatments or procedures requiring complex, right? Think it's Agenda 21. Think of the equitable solutions here. There are poor people. We have to, and the children, you can, they're pulling out every card to try and justify this and socially engineer this. What's the other challenges? Regulatory and biosafety obstacles. But again, like I said, given the current contingency situation for COVID-19, we're probably going to have to rethink that legislation around GMOs. It's fine now. Just forget it. Just modify the tomatoes. We'll eat them anyway. What is currently happening, quote, allows us to rethink whether we are really capable as countries of being able to face a pandemic without using the full potential of GMOs for vaccines, especially for developing countries. So there's the appeal. Now we've got coronavirus. We probably can't even deal with this without GMO. And indeed, ladies and gentlemen, they've been making this case for some time. We need GMO. We need CRISPR-edited crops, or else we're not going to be able to feed all these people. This is just last year. And you've been hearing that for years. Well, we can't feed people if we don't have GMO. That's why we need it, right? This false argument. Final point from this article. The benefits of biotechnology must be shown to society, not as an evil, but as an effective solution to many of the problems that we currently have. So that's solution for social engineering. Make people think of this as a good thing instead of a bad thing. It's highly likely that if this succeeds, it'll probably move up to the US, where apparently companies are already working in molecular farming aimed at COVID-19. Well, that doesn't surprise me, but you can't find it. I've looked. I don't see anybody talking publicly about the fact that there's already US-based operations doing biofarming for coronavirus. And they have the world's most agile GMO regulatory frameworks. In other words, the loosest, right? There's very little restrictions on what you can do here. Welcome to the sandbox. Play all you want. A root problem for edible vaccines is that popular misconception, still ingrained in many people, that GMO crops are harmful to the health or environment, despite all the bold studies that we've put out. But hey, now that we've got new plant-based technologies making their niche in other fields like lab meat, well, hey, that helps our case. We can just point at that and say, well, you're going to eat that crap. Can't you eat our GMO tomatoes? So they're just saying we can build on this momentum of everything that's changing in 2020 right now. Never mind, of course, the fact that if it's lab meat, it's not plant-based. It doesn't matter. You get the point here. They're just throwing all caution to the wind. And this is not just happening with this edible coronavirus vaccine. July 2020, they're also now creating bacteria that will produce spider silk. This is something we've heard about for years, but now it's being publicly unveiled. They talk about how it could be used. Spider silk is very strong. We could use it for durable materials like tear-resistant clothing, automobile parts, and even for aerospace components. And since it's biocompatible, we could use it for drug delivery systems. Another one. Or even scaffolds for tissue engineering. Well, that's interesting. We just heard yesterday from Harvard that they had been able to use scaffolds for tissue engineering to create lab-grown meat, and more importantly, that they wanted to sell it to you without even telling you that it was not real meat. They wanted to tell you this is beef, even though it's completely fake. It was never a cow. It came from a lab. Just like KFC started announcing they want to start 3D printing chicken nuggets. You can tell, ladies and gentlemen, as I've been saying, that all rules are being left. We're going whole hog into this transhumanist future. We're going to genetically modify our food to be medicinal. We're going to 3D print chicken nuggets. We're going to lab grow beef, and we're not even going to tell you. You can see this is an assault on the food system across the board right now. And of course, it goes beyond that. We've heard also Bill Gates using CRISPR technology to create a GMO cow that will produce four times as much milk with the same food intake, just a little bit of tweaking genes. That's all it takes. And indeed, there's an entire lab here in California dedicated to genetically modifying livestock and other farm animals, because that's the way of the future. So here you are. You can see the transhumanists have started their full-on assault on the genetics of all life on this planet. They will take it all over, and that's where we are now, folks. And I just wanted to make sure that it's clear that they are producing, under the name of a coronavirus vaccine, these fruits. And literally, I think this is pretty illustrative of the fact that they are contaminating from front to back the entire food supply. The plants are going to be genetically modified to create effects in you, the lab-grown meat, the 3D printed proteins, even the seeds that they're cracking on now that hundreds of thousands of people are getting seeds from China. That's going to set the stage for them to say, you can't save your seeds, you can only buy them from Monsanto. And so you can tell they're completely taking ownership of all things related to food right now. And I just wanted to make that abundantly clear, because it underscores, of course, the need for you to be growing your own food and raising your own healthy animals and making sure that you'll be able to feed your family going forward. Because what's going to be in the store is going to be less and less nutritive and less real every day. And in fact, more and more poisonous, if not straight up the mark of the beast, tomato. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for watching. Please spread the word. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. Subscribe on bitchute.com/iceagefarmer, because YouTube is getting worse and worse every day. And please do support this broadcast. If you value the information, you make it entirely possible. Check iceagefarmer.com/support for a few different ways that you can help out. And I very genuinely appreciate that. Thanks, folks. Let's go build great things, grow abundant food, and raise awesome animals. Be well.